Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to BashaniRadio.com and iHeart Radio Worldwide. You're listening to Valerie A. Campbell on The Secret Vibe Show, the show where you get to turn your vibe on, your V for your vision, your I for your intention, your beliefs for your beliefs, okay? Your E for your expectation and your S for sustaining a new way of being, having a new vibe. Welcome to The Secret Vibe Show. How are you feeling today? That will always be my first question. Checking on your vibes. Are you feeling good? Well, if you're feeling good, you're on the right track. And if you're feeling bad, switch up. Just ask yourself, what do I want? And that'll snap you straight out of that negative mode that you're in. Because I want you to be in a good mode, good mood while listening to this show. So I'm happy once again to have you listening. Now, today's show is all about, well, I guess it's really for the ladies, but men, you can listen in because you like to do that, right? Okay, you like to know what us ladies, what we're about. Well, today's show is really about letting you know how to make your man chase you, okay? Until what? Until you catch him. Now, men, they really like to feel as if it's all their idea, okay? And I say, why not give the man his play, right? Because that leans into a harmonious relationship. Now, there are a lot of books out that deal with what I would say the symptomatic problems in dating and relationships. I tend to deal more with the root cause, okay? What gave rise to that feeling in the first place? Okay, what gave rise to that symptom in the first place? And I'm not discounting those books that deal with the rules. I actually think they definitely have their role to play, because when you act as if, all right, let me give you an example. So you may dress in a way that a man might find derogative, okay? Maybe your breast, your cleavage is showing too much, or it's too much legs, or you've got both going on at the same time. And so as a client, I might advise you, well, you're not happy with the type of man that you're attracting, so change your dress code. You then change your dress code and you're attracting the type of man that you've always wanted, okay? And so you think, oh, I can see that this is actually working. So what that then does is it changes your belief about how you dress. And ultimately, it's all about changing your beliefs, okay? So that you can now literally walk your internal talk. Okay, you can be in integrity with yourself as to what you really want. But sometimes things can be a little deeper like that. So for example, you may find that being the common denominator of your relationships, that you always attract guys who just seem to be angry all the time. Well, it's not as easy for me to say, oh, well, just change this, okay? Because we have to go deeper to find out why that is. Why is it that you keep attracting angry guys? And I had a client where I had to explore this, and what I actually found out is that she was angry because when she was young, her father had, in her words, quote unquote, abandoned the family home. And it was her interpretation of that event that then made her feel angry and frustrated at the time her dad had left her, and she'd harbored that vibe, harbored that energy. So consciously, she wasn't aware that she was actually sending out this vibe that was then attracting in. So who we are, we don't attract what we want, we attract who we are. And what that particular client did is she actually went back and spoke to her dad, who lived in the south of France. She hadn't been particularly close to him up until that point. When she was a child, she said she'd absolutely adored him. And when she spoke to him, she now got a different perspective of what had happened at that time between two adults, now from an adult perspective. And it just blew the lid on how she actually interpreted that event. And so it freed her from that angry feeling. And now she is actually in a really, really good place and having the time of her life, okay? So rules and guidelines do play their part. But obviously, it's always better to get to the root cause of the problem, because when you cut that tree from the stem, hey, no more leaves can grow, right? So it's about dealing with the root cause. So back to women, about how can you let your guy chase you? How can you let him come to you? And as I said, I was reading a few books and guidelines and all that sort of thing. And I thought, you know, it was pretty interesting stuff. So if you get time, just have a look. There's so many books out there that deal with that. Go out and see what's in them. Now, when you think about a man, a lot of women think, oh, men, they run away from commitment. Now, yes, of course, a man loves his freedom. But when it comes to commitment, a man will actually hook himself. He doesn't like to feel as if you've lassoed him into a relationship. Okay? So really, as a woman, being in your feminine energy, all you need to do is to be feminine and soft and charming and really enjoyable to be around. Because a man, just like yourself, right? People like to be around somebody who makes them feel good. So I'm not telling you anything new. I just want you to actually focus in on that. So if your vibes creates a lovely, warm environment, that is what a man will look forward to. That's what he looks forward to. So he sees you as his haven, so to speak. Okay. Now, men, they actually do want a woman that they can cherish and that a woman that they can do everything for. And just like it's a woman's instinct to please a man really wants a woman that he can pursue. It's instinctive to him. It's almost like it's printed in his DNA. So ignore, when I hear men saying, oh, I don't like chasing women, I'm like, yeah, right. Okay. They might not like the word chase. They may not even like the word pursue, but believe me, they love the game. Even when you think about football, okay, I think you call it soccer in America, okay, they love chasing that ball that's ever so elusive. Are they going to get it? Then it's passed to the next person. And then before they know it, they've scored a goal. The pleasure is actually in the chase itself. So what am I saying, ladies? I'm saying to be that ever moving ball, be ever so elusive. They've got you, then they haven't got you. Okay. It is a bit of a game. It is a bit of, and isn't it fun playing games? I love playing online Scrabble, Word with Friends, and I love it. Like, what's the next move that my opponent's going to play? Okay. That's the fun. That is the fun of it. That's the fun of life. So men, they like being curious, okay? They like to feel like there's more to the eye that they can see. So a man looks at a woman, okay, he's physically attracted to her, okay? And that initially will draw in a man. But he wants to know what's below the surface. What is below the surface? And so you will draw him to you with the level of attraction that he feels for you on a physical level. If a man doesn't find you physically attractive, he's not going to go any further. He's just not going to go any further. Okay. Now, if as a woman, you like a guy and you let on that you're insecure about winning him, he will know that he has you, okay? Remember, men love to be curious. They love that mental challenge. So one of the things that you have to do as a woman while dating is not let on that you are insecure about winning him over. Yeah, I really want you to understand that point. Because if a man knows that he has you, and men, I know that you're probably listening in and probably laughing and thinking, why is Valerie giving away some of our secrets? Well, I'm sorry, it just has to be said, okay? It's going to be unlikely that he'll kind of like have that overwhelming feeling of attraction that is necessary for him to want to go the distance, to even want to marry you, to not want anybody else to have his hands on you, okay? But once it's obvious that you are totally 100% hooked, there's nothing exciting about it anymore. Does that make sense? Like, yeah? Now, a man, when he's taking on a new relationship, it's like opening a new game box, okay? It's like, how does this woman fit together? What are all her components? That's where the curiosity lies. And it causes him that mental challenge in him. He's got to think about how he has to get you, how he has to strategize to get you. It's about analyzing you to kind of know what kind of things to bring to you, because ultimately he wants to score a goal, or he wants to win a prize. So if you remember, I described to you some time back a diagram that was literally just downloaded to me from the heavens above, okay? And if you want to see that diagram, you can visit thesecretvibe.com. And it describes a queen in her feminine energy on a platform. And the man is, along with some other guys, right? Okay, because it's all about competition here. He's coming up the steps. And he's coming up the steps because he wants to win you. So when I talk about strategizing and having to think and imagine how to get you, that is what it is for him. That's the mental challenge. That's where the self-esteem in him rises, because he has to rise to your vibration. He has to rise to the challenge. Again, think about soccer, football. He's on the playground, right? Sorry, guys, if that is not the correct word to use. Field? No. You can see I'm not really into football, but I understand the concept of it. Anyway, he's on the playground and he just wants to get to score the goal. And there's the other opponents, and he's got to try and get that ball. What does that remind you of? Let's look at it from a biological perspective. Okay, so now we have the ovary, and then now we have... Exactly, we have the sperm, millions of sperm rushing to get to that egg, and it's the survival of the fittest that actually wins the prize. And what is the ovary doing? She's just being herself. She's just enduring her own feminine energy. She's being still. She's allowing the man to be who he is to get you. So give the guy, let him have his play, yeah? So when it comes to securing a man's interest in commitment, your best strategy is to behave as if you like him, but that you aren't that interested in locking him down, okay? And the objective is not to be standoffish, because obviously you have to let the man know that you like him, okay? He has to know that he's winning. You have to give him signs that he's winning, a smile, a nod, you know... You know, ladies, you know, okay? So the objective is not to be standoffish, just to be low-key. Now, the lower the profile, the more that he'll come in for the kill. And by low profile, I mean, like, really be happy to see him. But just don't assume the role of girlfriend. Because when you step into that role, again... Or should I say, when you don't step into that role, he will lower his guard and he will begin to pursue you. Because remember, he wants to win the prize. Okay? So that is the best strategy to securing a man's interest. Now, like I said, the reason for that is that men are actually programmed to protect their freedom. So he starts off suspicious, yeah? That perhaps you want to get married, or that you've got some kind of agenda where he's concerned. So usually by the time or the minute that you start to talk about babies and a commitment and marriage, he'll do battle to fight his freedom. Okay? He'll actually put up a wall. So in his mind, everyone is looking, every woman is looking for that free, that alive one, the one that they can catch, so that she can plot his arrest and put him in the cage. I know, men love their freedom. They don't want to, they fight against that idea in their mind of captivity. And when I wrote my book, She's Got That Vibe, also available on Amazon, what was amazing is that the majority of my readers are actually men. And the reason for that is that they were actually spying on us. They're actually spying on the opposition, so to speak. So that they will actually read articles like how to get him how to get him married and things like that. Because they want to know. In my book, I detail the 10 biggest mistakes women make that turn men off. And they wanted to, well, their opinion was, oh, Valerie, I just want to see if you're right. But it wasn't that they wanted to see if I was right. They were actually spying on the opposition. They wanted to know, Valerie, are you divulging our secrets? So you see the mental challenge here, because they're trying to strategize, always strategizing. Now, what makes matters worse is all the horrible advice about how women should verbally negotiate a relationship. Now, whether it's exclusivity in the beginning or even getting it engaged maybe a year later, the wisdom usually is, put your cards on the table and tell him that you want a relationship, as if he didn't have the idea in his mind already that that's exactly what you're after. Now, this so-called advice that the experts say, they say, oh, it'll save time, it'll cut to the chase. They've been being very rational about it, okay? But listen, don't heed to that advice so quick, okay? Men hate when they probably heard it, it's called the talk, okay? And usually when they hear the talk, it's like, oh gosh, here we go. It's the first sign of trouble. Now imagine, put yourself in that man's position. What's he going to do? He's going to put up his armor. Okay. He's going in prepared for battle to protect his freedom. Okay. And so one of the things that they hear during these conversations, not one, that the dreaded talk is like, do you see yourself getting married? Do you want to settle down? You know, how do you see the future going? Do you want any children? Blah blah blah. And I know I'm probably going against maybe the norm, but I'm just telling you that this is the reality. Okay, when you go down that road, you think, okay, I'm being logical in telling this man this through the what they call in their mind the dreaded talk. Yeah. And you think as a woman that you're actually being really subtle about it, but you're not. Yeah. He sees this as like, this is so obvious what you're up to. And he sees it almost as if it's not really about him. It's about an agenda. It's not about getting to know who he really is, especially when it happens soon after dating, because sometimes women, you're not even emotionally connected to that man and you're already asking these kind of questions. So he's thinking, how could you possibly want this when you don't even know me? Do you see the difference? It's like a woman who's in a bar, she's at a wine bar, and a man approaches her and basically makes it known that he finds her attractive, that he wants to get her into bed. And she's looking at him and it's obvious it's not about her. It's about his agenda. It's about that he wants to dip his biscuit, right? So that's exactly how a man feels when you approach him in that particular way. Okay? So you actually lose your power the moment that you start asking questions like that, like, where do I stand? Because what you've actually done is you've actually said to him, you know what? This relationship is for you to dictate. You have the power in the way that this relationship is going to go. And like I said, if it happens too soon, he's going to feel like you're coercing him, that you're moving him into a direction that is no longer his. Yeah? His guard will go up. Trust me on that. He may stick around for a little while, or he may even just exit the relationship and just find him kind of like going off. And you think to yourself, it was really great in the beginning. How many times have I heard that? It was really great in the beginning. Then he just began to change. Well, maybe you're doing this very same thing. Now, once a man has his guard up, he is not going to fall in love with you, and he is not going to get attached. Yeah? The only way that he can get attached is if his guard is down. Can you see how that works? So you have to think to yourself, I don't want to put a guard up. So just that's why it's just important that you're happy. You're, especially, you know, in the early stages of dating, that you just, and I'm not saying by no means, okay, that he should never be happy around you, but it's especially important in the beginning that you don't just jump on the guy. Allow him to just be happy in your presence. Okay, that's a space where you're getting to know him. He's getting to know you. There's no judgment because you're very accepting of one another. But somehow it gets to a point where you now think to yourself, oh, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. And then that's what actually pushes the man away. Okay, you start becoming judgmental. Now, when a woman actually rushes in too quickly, the man, as I said, thinks she has an agenda. He thinks that she's more in love with the idea of having a relationship. Okay, so you've seen those, I'm sure you've witnessed those examples where women want to get married because all their friends around them are getting married. I've seen it in Nigerian communities where there's this pressure that by a certain age you need to be married, yeah, because I want my grandchild. That's one that I've heard. But it's really about getting to know the person. A person can feel when you really want to marry them or get to know them for who they are, and not because of this fantasy or this idea of having a relationship. Okay, so allow the man to slowly win you over. Allow him to slowly climb up those steps. And when you allow him to do that, he'll think that you are falling in love, which you rightly are, with the man that he is. Okay? Because in his mind, if you go against the grain of this, you're actually just cheapening the relationship, and that you just want a husband quickly. Yeah, he wants to feel like he's won a special girl, yeah, who isn't easily obtained. So don't give him that 100%, because no guy feels that way if a woman is coming across as having an opening that she's available. So, commitment, that is the word, that's the whole shebang right there, okay? The less that you say it, the closer that you are to getting one. In fact, every time you say that word, commitment, you've just added... You've just added a few weeks or even months, okay? And this, you know, this process where you just want to get to know him, you've literally just increased it, or you've just actually just shut him off completely, okay? you have to act like you're just still getting to know him. And that commitment isn't even on the radar. Okay? So, let's practice this. So, you're on a date, and imagine that you're sitting on a bench somewhere in the park, and you're just kind of like dabbling with each other. You're having a few kisses, etc., etc. And he says to you, babe, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Now, remember, a man likes to strategize, okay? Remember, he's read the book, yeah? She's got that vibe. So he knows what the 10 biggest mistakes women are, women make that turn men off. So he's asking you, not that he cares, okay? He just has to pretend that he's interested in a meaningful relationship. And you answer, well, you know, I'd like to see myself married with 2 kids. You know, that's the wrong answer, okay? Yeah? You have to hit the snooze on that, okay? If a man asks you a direct question about marriage or kids, you have to deflect the question with, you know, like, if I found someone special and you're not intimating in any way that is him, okay, then I would consider it. Yeah? But we would both have to feel the same way about each other. So can you see how that is more of a, oh, that's like an authentic answer for you? Because it's true, right? You both have to feel the same way that you feel about one another. So you're not making him feel that it's all about the fantasy. Okay, so no pressure, no expectations, no demands. And just let him know that, you know, you just want to have fun while getting to know him, okay? Guys love that word, okay? That's what lowers his guard. And the woman just comes across as unassuming. So sometimes, listen, ladies, you know, I hear sick people saying, oh, I'm not playing games. However, it's about strategizing. Men love mental challenges, okay? They love mental challenges. So sometimes you just have to be just that little bit clever. And it's not even about being clever. It's really about just being authentic. Because if you know who you are, you know what you have to offer, you know that you're a queen, you know that you're a prize, okay? You shouldn't be behaving in a way where you're just opening up yourself. I'm just available, okay? Remember that diagram, thesecretvibe.com. You don't want to just be climbing down those steps and saying, hello, here I am. Okay? You have a lot to offer as a woman, and men love high quality women. That is what will actually make you stand out from the crowd. Yeah? Now, what the queen does is she allows him the time to win her over, okay? So 2 to 3 months have passed and you still seem maybe slightly unsure about how he fits into your future. So if that happens, you still need to continue to be really sweet. That will confuse him, because it's like it's against the norm. He'll be thinking like, hold on a minute, why isn't she pressuring me for commitment? And at some point, he will bring it up, okay? He will bring up, remember, it's the man that attaches himself to you. Stand still like that egg in the ovary, yeah? He attaches himself to you. So allow him to bring it up. And when he does, you can say, if it's perfectly authentic to you, you know what, I really like you, but I'm not 100% sure. Like, we are actually still learning about each other. Now, the man will probably respond like, what? You aren't sure? What do you mean? Like, I'm the best. I'm the strongest. Again, imagine that scene, okay, in the womb, the egg being chased by the sperm. What do you mean? I'm the competition. I'm the best out of all these other guys. I'm the best. Why can't you? I'm the smartest. Can't you see that? Okay. again, look back at that diagram. Yeah? At thesecretvibe.com. Allow him to come up the steps. He's thinking, you know what? I need to step up. I need to step up my game to win this woman over. Okay? Now, why? So that to prove to you that he is the worthy pick. So not only do you get commitment that way, you even convince him that it's his idea. So I've run out of time, you know, and I was really enjoying this. But I'm sure that next week I'll come up with more juicy bits for you. Listen, always check your vibe as a high quality woman. What would a high value woman do? Anytime you get confused, just ask yourself, am I being really authentic here? Is this what I want? Ask yourself continually, every time, every day, what do I want? That brings you right back into integrity. In other words, your walk will eventually follow your talk. Yeah? What would a high value woman do in this dating situation or this relationship situation? And keep asking yourself, what do I want? What do I want? That's like a reset button, and check your vibe at all times. Listen, guys, it's been, as always, a pleasure bringing value to you. Have an amazing day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye. To the divine in you. Bye-bye. To the divine in you. Bye-bye. To the divine in you. Bye-bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.